The conflict between Israelis and Palestinians has taken a devastating toll in the Gaza Strip. The economy is at a standstill, and unemployment is at a record high. The United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestinian Refugees, known as UNRWA, is providing emergency food aid to more than 500,000 people in Gaza, but it's running out of money. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
At a food distribution center in the Shati refugee camp in Gaza, Munir Barakat has come to pick up his monthly ration of flour, sugar, cooking oil, and chickpeas. Barakat used to work as a day laborer in Israel, but since the beginning of the Intifada more than 2.5 years ago, he hasn't been able to enter Israel from Gaza. He says he, his wife, and 6 children are now completely dependent on the food he gets from UNRWA.
Most of the Palestinian men are unemployed. They have no jobs because the rate of unemployment is very high. And we depend mostly and mainly on what UNRWA gives for our food. And if this food stops, then we will have nothing to eat.
Paul McCann, the chief spokesman for UNRWA, says that unemployment in Gaza is about 70%. Before the Intifada, he says, UNRWA was feeding 11,000 families in Gaza. Now it's more than 100,000 families. And McCann says funding for the program has just about run out.
In December 2002, we asked for $94 million to see us through the first 6 months of 2003. Now, mid-February, we haven't received a penny. And because without even promises of money, we're unable to order food, it means that we're going to have to stop feeding people in March.
UNRWA has already cut back. McCann says that instead of distributing food once a month, it is given out every 6 weeks to make stocks last a little longer. He says many families in Gaza have nowhere else to turn. Savings are gone, and they've exhausted their credit. Anything that could be sold, like gold jewelry that women receive as part of their dowries, is already gone. Even with the food aid, many children here are facing malnutrition. The U.S. Agency for International Development recently found almost a quarter of Palestinian children under age 5 show signs of malnutrition, such as stunted growth. McCann says that's only going to get worse.
Most Palestinians are living on less than $2 a day. That's in a middle-income economy. $2 a day in Gaza and the West Bank does not go very far. So we can only see further hunger and further distress for the population.
Palestinian analysts say the ongoing violence coupled with the dire economic situation has traumatized Palestinian society. These analysts point to an increase in domestic violence and bedwetting among children. 35-year-old Imad Ghattas lives with his wife and 6 children in a dank cinderblock house in the Shati camp. His 2 youngest children are barefoot. One eats a yogurt Ghattas says he borrowed from a neighbor. The refrigerator is almost empty, just a few stale pieces of pita bread and some red pepper sauce. His only son, 14 years old, lies on a thin mattress, his face turned to the wall. With a guilty glance at his son, Ghattas says he beat him for no reason.
I was nervous, angry, because I have no money to buy them food. And he is saying he is sick and I have no money to take him to a doctor.
Ghattas says his children went to school without breakfast. Lunch will be 1 eggplant and 2 spring onions for all of them. Ghattas gets food from UNRWA, but sold most of it to pay off debts at nearby shops. His wife says creditors come knocking at the door almost every day. UN officials say this family's case is the exception for now, but they warn that if they do not receive donations within the next few weeks, it could soon become the norm. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Shati Refugee Camp in Gaza.